everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. This week, we're zipping down the coast to Big Sur, California, and checking out the recent Agrarian Elders Conference. The six-day gathering took place at the Esalen Institute and was the brainchild of Michael Abelman, a farmer and social activist in British Columbia, and Elliot Coleman, a four-season farm in Maine. The two were concerned that the original Back to the Land movement of the 60s and 70s had been co-opted by big industry. They worried that most of the farmers prominent in founding the organic movement were ready to retire and pass on their farms to a new generation who might have very different ideas about how to continue such important work. Michael and Elliot's idea was to capture in writing and on film the wisdom and perspective of elders in the organic movement. Some of the 25 elders from across the country who were invited to participate included none other than our own Nash Huber of Nash's Organic Produce in Dungeness, Frank Morton of Wild Garden Seed in Oregon, Jack Lazar of Butterworks Farm in Vermont, Drew Rivers of Full Belly Farm in California, Betsy Hitt of Peregrine Farm in North Carolina, and Don Bustos of Española, New Mexico. This dynamic group had been farming organically for at least 30 years and were actively improving communities through healthy food and social justice, saving farmland, and passing on knowledge to a new generation. Nash noted that it was amazing how the Vietnam War and the politics of the 60s had affected all these people's life choices. Several had served in the war, most had protested it, and they chose to devote their lives to something meaningful as a way to stand up to the military-industrial complex, providing healthy food for their families and communities. Building soil health and protecting the Earth's environment gave these pioneers and visionaries inspiration and determination to fight the industrial agricultural complex for decades. "Everyone told me it couldn't be done," was an oft-repeated phrase throughout the conference. "So I did it anyway," they continued. It was also plain that each farmer was very concerned about who would step up to carry on their work. While a few lucky ones had raised children who wanted to carry the torch, many were concerned their businesses would end when they retired. There was a lot of discussion around the table about the new young generation and its interest in organic farming, whether it would withstand the test of time. Most thought it would. Some had doubts. The entire week was filmed by renowned filmmaker Deborah Coons Garcia, who also produced The Future of Food and the film Symphony of the Soil. Hopefully, this new film will provide inspiration to future generations, some of whom will sit down 35 years from now and talk about their amazing journey in organic and sustainable ag. This is Kia Armstrong, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. For more information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
The KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.